The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. And they came to him and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anybody's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay a census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." And they brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and whose inscription is this?" And they replied, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." And they were utterly amazed at him. The Gospel of the Lord. We are all very familiar with this gospel and the insight that Jesus has about Caesar and giving to God. Give to God first, he said, then give to Caesar. Well, I read some commentaries on this last night, and they have all sorts of exegetical insight about the image of Caesar and how the Jewish people resisted all images, and therefore it deals with poll tax. There were various taxes in the time of Jesus, and these were all resented because there were taxes imposed by a foreign power, by the Roman Empire. But this refers to a poll tax, which each and every person had. There's all sorts of exegetical insights, but I wondered last night, and I was on my prayer walk this morning, and I was wondering, what does this mean today? What does it mean to us? How does it mean to give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar? And it crossed my mind that I'm having a colonoscopy tomorrow, so I'm going through my fasting today and all that inconvenient thing that happens to you. And I thought, what would happen if I lifted up my day? This day is God's gift to me. Would it change my day if I lifted up the day and gave it to the Lord? Give to God what belongs to God. What would happen? Would my day change if I said, everybody I meet today is somehow sent to me from God? Let me treat the person as a minister of God's presence. Would it change my day? Would your day be inconvenient anymore? Or would it be an invitation to thank God for the gift of a new day? What would happen if I gave this day to the Lord? I thought about that. So walk in the presence of the Lord and say, doesn't matter what goes wrong today, the blessings and the burdens of today, give to the Lord. It's God's gift. The pains, the inconveniences, lift them up, give them to the Lord. Would change the day. I wondered about giving to Caesar. We're all talking about voting in an election that's coming up. And it crossed my mind, what had happened if I voted for a poor person? Would it change my vote? Instead of self-interest, what would happen if I voted for a poor immigrant? Holy Family is sponsoring an immigrant family from Venezuela. How would it change my vote if I voted for them? Instead of voting for myself, worried about my taxes and things like that. So what does this mean today, folding? What does it mean today when I say I give to God what belongs to God? I give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. So what does belong to Caesar? What belongs to Caesar is my faith, my belief, the integrity of walking as a disciple of Jesus Christ. It just becomes a little bit more controversial. But controversial is okay. It makes you think. We might not agree with it, but it makes us think about today isn't just a throwaway. Today is a gift from the Lord. Opportunities to belong to citizenship in a meaningful and responsible way, that's a gift from the Lord. Not every country in the world has this gift of making a difference in the social order. What had happened? How would I look at the people that invade my space today? People who are more in need than I am. Give to God what belongs to God. And give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And the more I thought about this, it changed my day. And a day that says, oh my God, I got to drink this stuff, and I got to do that, and I've got to fast. Oh, it's fine. It's an opportunity to lift up this day in praise and in gratitude. So when we come here to pray in the morning, and we listen to God's word, and we receive the Eucharist, and then we go forth into this day and lift up this day and thank the Lord. So, however you journey through this day or look at this day, remember, give to God what belongs to God and give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. We should pray for peace. So much anxiety. Pray for the people of Mexico. They elected a new president. Some people like this, some people don't like this, but the people of Mexico elect the person. We have to respect that. People of the United States will elect a person, and not everybody around the world is going to say we agree. It's okay. We give to God what belongs to God. And give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. And peace in the world, peace, belongs to God. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.